Chapter 1. Are you sure you have all this under control? Without making eye contact, I unscrewed the top off the Strychnos Nux Vomica and held the bottle of the liquid substance over the boiling cauldron, silently counting 1, 2, ending in 8. I watched as the drops expanded into the mixture. Immediately, the substance began to bubble, turn murky, and become a thin fluid, turning rose in color. Faith Mortimer stood next to me, her onyx eyes focused on the cauldron. She brushed back her long blonde hair behind her shoulder. Her voice rose an octave. Are you going to drink that for a stomach ache?
I sure am.
The boiling subsided as I stirred the potion with my ladle. I think I'd just run over to the Gathering Grove and let Gerald fix me up something a little more appetizing. There was a trace of laughter in her voice. Only I wasn't amused. Listen. I set the ladle down next to the cauldron. I looked at Faith. My face grew still. If you don't think you're going to be able to handle running the store while I'm working the couple of days a week at Head to Toe Works headquarters, I'll gladly find someone else to do it. Not at all. Faith stuck her head over the top of the cauldron and took a nice long sniff of air. Smells so good and looks delish. You are so full of it. The cauldron shut off, telling me my homemade potion for the case of the nerves was ready. It was my first day at Head to Toe Works, a national chain owned by Tiffany and Bert Rawson. They had been tourists in the magical village of Whispering Falls, Kentucky, where Tiffany stumbled into my shop, a charming cure, needing a special cure to deal with her mother-in-law over Christmas. Homeopathic cures were my specialty in our little village. We might as well call a spade, I am a witch. Spiritualist was really how I liked to refer to myself, and I made potions. To the customer, I referred to my potions as homeopathic cures so it wouldn't scare them away. In fact, our whole village referred to each other as spiritualists and used our quaint shops to cover up our true witchy gifts. You are going to do awesome. Faith clapped her hands together. Her eyes sparkled. You're the first to ever go outside of our village to expand your product. Yeah. I dipped the ladle down into the cauldron and took my first sip. Faith was right. I was the first spiritualist who was actually going to sell products nationally, and if not done the right way, I could expose our heritage and secret to the world. Only the world wasn't ready to know that real witches existed. They were content with reruns of Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. It was such a big deal, the village council called the Order of Elders in to make sure the deal was legal and our heritage was kept a secret. To make things go smoother, I was going to give some of the profits back to Whispering Falls to help boost the economy. A lot was riding on my shoulders, and the gurgle in my stomach let me know it. Something had to calm my nerves, and the Strychnos Nux Vomica was just the herb I needed, along with the little extra dose of magic I had added to the cauldron. That puts a lot of pressure on me.
Meow, meow.
Mr. Prince Charming, my fairy godcat, or some would say my familiar, dotted his tail in the air toward the clock on the wall. My eyes slid down the wall and focused on the framed photo hanging beneath it. The photo inside the frame was the only photo I had of my parents holding me as a little child. It was the only photo I had of all three of us. Just looking at it made my stomach settle a little more. I was determined to make them proud, even from the great beyond. For a split second, I thought I saw my dad's lip curl up into a big smile. I blinked, bringing my gaze back to the photo. Nope, no big smile, just the smirk that was always there. Every bottle is filled, and the shelves are stocked. I moved from behind the partition at the counter where I kept my cauldron hidden from the customers. All the bottles have clear labels on them. You should be good for the day. I walked over to one of the many tables positioned around the shop floor, ran my hand over the red tablecloth, and smoothed out a wrinkle. Make sure you keep the tablecloths nice and make sure to fill up any empty spots on them with the bottles in the back room and those. Faith pointed to the wall where there were shelves filled with more bottles. Don't forget about the shelves. Even though they aren't in your face like the tables, they get picked over and need to be filled too. And sometimes the bottles get moved around and you like the labels faced out. I'm glad to see you were listening. I tugged on the edges of the black and white polka dot dress I had decided to wear for my first day. Are you sure you don't need to get your work done first? I asked, referring to her job as the editor of the Whispering Falls Gazette, where she used her witchy gift of clairaudience to communicate the news of the spirit world. Clairaudience was the ability to hear things that are inaudible, making Faith the best candidate for the job. She could hear upcoming events in the whisper of a breeze or the rush behind a summer wind. She would then translate it and put it in the headlines of the Gazette. I've already recorded the paper for the day, and it will go out around 10 this morning.